From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. Hey, guess what?
What?
I have big fashion news.
Fashion news. You know how much I love fashion news. Should I sit down? I guess I'm already sitting down, so go ahead.
Yeah, according to the fashion runways of people's hallways in their own apartments, lavender is in this spring.
Oh, lavender is a pinkish purple.
Yeah, like a washed out purple.
You know, I actually have a thing for purple. When I was in high school, my favorite color was purple, and my girlfriend's favorite color was green. And so we celebrated our love for each other by purchasing each other gifts that were purple and green. And it got very gaudy.
What other than emerald and I guess purple, I would say amethyst. But I just went because those are jewel tones. What are you purchasing?
Well, we were not buying gemstones
emeralds
for each other.
Okay. Not even the semi-precious.
Not even the semi-precious. Okay. No. We didn't have any money. But it went so far. I'm just now remembering this, that there was a time in high school where I had an outfit that I was very proud of, and I hope no pictures of it exist, because it was a matching, I can't believe I wore this. It was like a matching pant and top with like a kind of a zippery top, I think.
Okay.
And it was reversible, and it was lavender on one side and a kind of light green on the other.
This was high school, right? So then when you're dating that girl, you could be like, one day it was a color for you and one day it was a color for her.
That's right. Right.
Aww,
right.
That's
and
nice.
I have my color on the outside, but I have your color on the inside.
Now, that's
right. Nice. I just made that up.
Which one's closer to my heart?
Yeah.
But, you know, I just because you brought up high school and purple, I do remember right now that for high school graduation, prom, although I will say in Canada, we did not call it prom. We called it graduation. But there was still a party and people got dressed up. And the colors the girls wore were white, which I always find that a little odd, but fine. White gowns. Peach was very popular as a color.
Oof, that's a color.
Gowns.
It's hard to pull off a peach.
And there was a lot of pastels. And I was in bright, bold purple taffeta. And it was a dress that I sewed just to put it all together with a lot of help from my mother to make it correct because ruffles are hard. But
wow. I believe at my prom, I had a purple tuxedo jacket and a green cummerbund. Can you guess why?
Yes! Yes! And you could have just like kept it on and just sailed right into Mardi Gras.
Right into Mardi Gras. That's right. I could have spilled king cake all over myself and nobody would notice.
Speaking of fashion, today's show is so good that Jonathan and I spared no expense and are each wearing our Christian Siriano joggers. Later today, I'll talk to the author of the memoir Fresh Off the Boat, Eddie Wong. He is a best-selling author, a restaurateur, and now a movie director. Plus, Keith and Kenny Lucas will tell us about pitching their film Judas and the Black Messiah. And first, we have two comics playing two games, and one of those games is hosted by a talking tree. So let's do it.